Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, always one coffee away from world domination. Coming up on this week's show, Google Plus 20 million users equals a Facebook rival? We'll discuss. Is Apple TV about to get apps? It's about bloody time, Apple. Good news for colourblind folk. And what's this we hear about Xbox 360 games on your PC? All that, plus the usual guff, including possibly a song from this year's should-be Gadget Personality of the Year. Oh, yes. But not before I introduce my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who sings like an angel. A hell's angel, that is. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Oh, funny.
Thanks
funny,
very much.
Funny.
No props. Have you prepared a song this week, Duncan?
No.
Well, we might be able to help with that.
No, you're not going to be able to help with that.
Oh, I think we might. Yeah. Anyway, Dunk, what's been getting up your elegant nostrils this week?
Well, what's been getting my elegant nostrils this week is most boring week in history of tech, isn't it? Nothing.
It has been really, really
boring. Absolutely nothing has happened.
It's been a bit of a struggle, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been.
When Google's latest, admittedly slightly less pitiful attempt to launch a social networking service is the biggest news of the week. And the fact that Apple are only suing one person this week.
Yeah.
That's as exciting as it gets.
Yeah, that's the highlights.
You might as well finish the pod now.
Well, I was about to. No, because I was going to just say, well, I've got nothing to talk about this week. But then, like, the Metro always delivers.
Trusty Metro.
All that ridiculous tech story. Yes,
get out a jail card, get the Metro.
Well, I normally, talk about serendipity, because I normally cycle to work, of course. But I didn't today. I just got the bus in, so I got the tube in. So I got to see this, which is, I suggest you go away now and Google Professor Hideyuki Sawada. I'm sure you can work out how to spell that. And look what he's created, everybody. It's the stuff of which nightmares are made.
That's horrible. It's just like a big mouth, a prosthetic mouth.
Oh, I see. It's a
like
voice.
It could be a bum.
It's for simulating the human voice. And the only parts of a human head that you need to create the human voice are obviously the mouth, the sort of nose and kind of the area that goes on behind the nose, whatever that's called, and the windpipe. So this Japanese professor has basically got what I can only describe as a human head that's had all the recognisable head elements ripped off of it,
it's like something
screwed
out of Saw.
To a table.
Oh, that's grim.
It's a bit like at the end of Source Code, if anyone's seen
but
Source
Code. But also, the lips are parted in a suggestive manner.
Yeah.
It does also look like a little bit like the world's ugliest sex doll, yes.
Yeah.
If you really like impersonal sex,
and it doesn't even
this
look
has
like
no distinguishing features.
And it doesn't have lips or anything. They don't look like lips, do they?
They are like lips, but they're not pink.
No, yeah, that's
so
what's
they're more like kind of
just not
fleshy coloured.
They're sort of, I imagine all it does all day is sit there saying, please kill me. Please kill me.
The next question is, why has
Give
he done this?
Give me some eyes.
Professor Sadawa, where's the rest of my head that you promised me? Well, apparently it's to help deaf people.
Oh.
No, I don't understand that either.
Surely
maybe it's to help them.
That's the
like
last people they could help.
Obviously,
or is it to help deaf people to speak? You know how
deaf people
if you're deaf, you can't necessarily hear your own voice.
I think it's to do with possibly
with elocution. I don't know.
I think that possibly deaf people might look at the mouth movements.
Really?
I don't know. Because the thing about the Metro is it's got like cool photos, but very little information.
Actual,
so it just goes blah blah blah. It's made of such and such, and then right at the end it says, it's used for voice training deaf people.
Okay. Well,
but
I'm
no
sure,
explanation
I'm sure
of
it
how
help
or
in some way.
But yeah, look that up if you want to really shit yourself up.
I'm sure many of our listeners do. Now on to our top story, Google Plus. One analyst reckons it'll have 20 million users by this weekend. So, are you hooked, or is it another Google buzz?
It's not that bad, is it?
Ree and Dunk have been organising their circles, which is about the most fun you can possibly have.
I haven't, because I haven't got an invite.
Really? You see, I was going to bring this up. So,
and when you say organising circles, all I've done is a few people have added me, and I haven't really
see,
done anything beyond that.
I've gone on there. First of all, it took forever to get an invite. Because
I want to have a 9-way video chat. That's I don't really know what the use of that would be, but you can do that with
sexual.
Just go and chat roulette.
Well, yeah,
forget
I love video cam sex, obviously. So
obviously,
yeah, 9-way,
a bit of a 9-way.
That's like a swingers party, only everybody's the size of a postage stamp.
Well, yeah.
Which is actually quite a big turn on for me. So if we can get the mouth machine down as well, that's a party around my way.
There we go.
So what do you say?
The only reason I got an invite because I had a very persistent friend So thank you very much, David Chow, who just kept constantly inviting me. And eventually, when I went on, it didn't say, I'm sorry, we're overloaded. It finally went, you know, yeah, join us.
Yeah.
And then you spend the next few hours deciding did whether you're friends.
You invited me, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, actually.
No, you added me.
I added you, and I think that includes that and then invites you. So you then spend the next several hours of your life.
It was Matt from T3 invited me.
Yeah, you then spend the next few years of your hours of your life deciding whether people are acquaintances, friends, colleagues, family, or, you know. So,
or, in my experience, complete and utter strangers.
So is
it's like, it sort of suggested, there's like an entire page.
Yeah.
A bit like the nine-way orgy, but with even more
everyone
people.
From your Google contacts book, which is basically everyone you've ever emailed.
Well, it's not, because I've moved my email account around quite a lot in the past. But no, so it started off with people I knew.
Hmm.
Well, friends, to be fair. Then moved on to people who were like, okay, I don't know if I necessarily want to talk to them. You know, Dan Morsley.
Yeah. Acquaintance.
But then by about the fourth row, it was like Kit Malthouse, former deputy mayor of London. I don't really understand how I overlap with him professionally or personally or in any way. And then, I mean, by the end, it was just like, well, I have no idea who these people are. It's like, Peter Sutcliffe. And, or just, you know, it's just like completely random folk who perhaps had something to do with the technology industry or something at one point in the past. Or heavy drinkers. I don't know. Yeah.
but then there's the conundrum. So your wife, is that a friend or family? Wow. You know, I mean, that was half an hour deciding on that one.
Can you put people in more than one circle?
Concentric circles.
Yes.
Overlapping circles. Like a Venn diagram.
That might have been the solution.
Yeah. Is that a Venn diagram?
Yeah.
What's the one with circles, though?
That's a Venn diagram where they overlap in the middle.
I think a few episodes ago I explained the Venn diagram of people who listen to the podcast and join your Facebook group would be an egg versus the size of the studio.
Yeah.
You did.
A bit of visual.
How could I forget?
Thanks for that.
Venn diagrams on the radio. It'll definitely catch on.
Yeah, definitely. It should be a show just on Venn diagrams.
Yeah, why not?
So Google Plus, you've been using it. I haven't been using it.
Well, so I went on. And,
I've made a lot of
And I've only really got one of my friends who's actually properly using it. And him properly using it was to say, not sure about this. And someone else had commented going, yeah, it seems a bit dodgy. And I went, yeah, I'm not sure about it either. That is so far the amount of social networking with Google Plus.
One.
I've plus-oned a couple of things that I've used and thought were right. But I don't know. So he then got back to me on Google Plus, and he was like, my girlfriend knew. I said two people had commented on my Google Plus, and she guessed within three guesses who those two people were. She said, I bet they're your most geeky friends. Now, you know, I don't like to think of myself as geeky, but obviously, you know, I'm ahead of the curve.
I think what she means is early adopters.
Early adopter. Yes. Yeah.
Cutting edge. I think bleeding edge.
Yeah. Bleeding edge. I think that's a better description. So yeah, it's basically, the only people on there at the moment are people who go, well, I probably should, you know.
Yeah
let me try this feature. This,
and then...
But surely Facebook was like that back in the day, wasn't it? I mean, I'm still not on Facebook
Facebook
kind of exploded, didn't it?
But also, it grew organically. You know, it started off with...
universities.
With one, you know, one college.
Yeah.
And it kind of spread to other colleges, and it grew because people liked it. You know,
because
I started Facebook when I was in uni. It was like, oh, keep in touch with your uni friends on Facebook. And then all of a sudden it went to, like, my sister was on it, my brother was on it.
You left uni, you know, it kind of grew with you. Google Plus has just got bang out there. And even if it's got 20 million users, that's still 680 million users behind Facebook. And I can't quite see, and everyone who's on Google Plus is on Facebook anyway. Hmm. So I can't quite see why you would post something on Google Plus and not on Facebook.
The nearest analogy that I can come up with for this, I was going to say allegory, but that's when you sort of tell a story that
has
a meaning.
Yeah. It's a bit like the iPod, isn't it? Because like the iPod was the first MP3 player, but it kind of nailed all the problems that the earlier ones had had. And Facebook is sort of the iPod of social network. It wasn't the first social network, but it did away with a lot of the problems that earlier social networks did. It was one that everybody latched onto. Mm. And it's very hard for anybody new to come along.
Yeah, it's like Google...
But not impossible, I think. No. I mean, 20 million in a week is not...
Okay, we're used to bigger numbers these days.
I think it is curiosity. It's curiosity, you know, Google Plus, I think it's like...
No, that's Sony's video streaming service. Yeah,
that no one can pronounce. It's a solution.
How's that for a geek
it's
joke?
It's a solution to a problem that's already solved, isn't it? You know, essentially is what you're saying.
And nine-way video chat is a problem that I thought would never be solved.
It's the only way it's going to outdo Facebook on features. You know, it's
no, but Skype and Facebook now.
Yeah, I was going to say that maybe they're...
But can you do a nine-way?
Yeah, on Skype.
Really?
No, you can only do two or three way on
Skype.
You can
only do an eight way on
Skype. I've never tried a nine way on Skype. I thought you could do like a group video chat.
Do you know
like
what
you
my
do a group conversation?
My main problem with Google Plus is like everything that Google make, why is it so bloody ugly? It's like kind of 21st century cutting edge software underneath an interface that appears to have been designed by somebody who, I don't know, was on Usenet, and that was as far as their knowledge of design has ever gone.
They like to keep it clean.
It's undeniably clean and simple. But, I mean, Apple's stuff is pretty clean and looks nice.
And Bing is kind of the opposite. They like to, I don't know, they like to...
flood you with information and features.
Google Search is getting a bit like that now. I think Google Search is almost reaching the point where they're strapping on so many features, I'd really rather they stopped.
It's lost the key.
Maybe, despite what I just said, I'm not going to completely contradict myself. They should go back to the much simpler.
Normally, you leave a space between the contradiction, not
usually like a week or so. Or 3 seconds.
They have already had one hiccup. One main hiccup, which saw users receive stacks of emails telling them the same thing repeatedly. A bit like those penis enlargement emails. Google's Vic Gundotra...
Or working in the T3 office.
Gundotra said, for about 80 minutes, we ran out of disk space on the service that keeps track of notifications. What do they do? Is this like a 286 in the corner or an Amstrad CPW that you're using it?
Well, that's obviously what they designed the page on,
Our system continued to try sending notifications over and over again. Yikes, he says. We didn't expect to hit these high thresholds so quickly, but we should have.
I must admit, I didn't get that.
Which is kind of turning a problem into a, ooh, strength.
Look at this.
Yeah, actually, we're doing better than we thought. Yeah.
We're a victim of our own success.
I mean, come on.
You just hated when that happens.
You're Google. So. How can you possibly run out of disk space?
I know. Haven't they got like 70% of something?
Good stat.
70% of something.
That came out of my mouth before I realised what I was saying. I was like, oh no, it's out there now.
I think you had 0.01% of a point to make there.
I definitely have 70% of something. That's for sure.
Definitely.
Good. But yeah, it seems to be running smoothly. The invites seem to be working a bit better, but it's still not easy to get.
Apparently,
one.
It was open for everyone on Tuesday. Not me, though. Still won't let me on.
It's like a sort of exclusive nightclub.
We'll keep trying to...
Your name's not down.
I just take up too much disk space.
So basically, at the moment, what we're saying is, other than nine-way video chat, there is no point to
I'm not even sure you can have nine-way, but you can have various way. I just said nine because it sounded
good.
It's the funniest of all numbers.
I love that number.
The plus
nine.
One, if could catch on, I think that works. Because the thing about plus one, it's plumbed into Google. Everyone uses Google.
Mm.
So, and it's very easy to just hit plus one. So I can see that kind of catching on. And, you know,
But it's only the same as liking, isn't it?
It is, but it's on everything. You know, on with the liking, someone's got to add it to their website.
Yeah.
And you've got to click it and then sign into Facebook. You're not
it's a more
in,
seamless kind of liking.
Yeah, this is easier.
Well, maybe it is just these very small improvements that, because people
gradually
are very fickle. People do get
fed
up with things. People, I don't know, like a lot of people, well, the press anyway is always saying that Facebook annoys people in various ways. So I guess the test will be.
But the other aspect is the more they plummet into stuff, the more it's plumbed into your Gmail, the more it's plumbed into your Android phone. You know, Bing has done that in the same way. They, you know, by just plumbing it into enough things, gradually people move over to it without really thinking about it. So maybe it could work that way. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, there is plenty more news where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, Apple TV could finally have its Bluetooth chip enabled with the release of iOS 5 later this year. 9-to-5 Mac, says the set-top box, will be able to pair with compatible devices, paving the way for a potential keyboard and even app support. Look out, too, for a rumoured 1080p Apple TV box coming in the autumn.
Are Xbox 360 games coming to Windows 8? Gaming site Technolite says full compatibility with Xbox 360 titles is on the way, as well as a special Xbox Live-like service for PC players too. It could kill 360 sales, but with the Xbox 720 on the horizon, that may not be such a problem.
Hasbro and EA have finally launched an official Scrabble app for Android. Hurrah! It'll allow cross-platform battles with iPhone and Facebook players, and up to 50 games at a time, 50 way, can be played over Wi-Fi and 3G. Best of all, it's free!
Samsung has seemingly confirmed that HD Google Nexus Prime, the first device expected to run Android Ice Cream Sandwich, coming via the company's official Romanian Twitter feed.
Who has a Romanian Twitter
feed? The hastily deleted tweet said the next Nexus will have Super AMOLED HD. Expect a dual-core blower with 720p screen and 1080p video shooting.
More details of FIFA 12's updated career mode. EA says it'll see players losing morale and complaining to clubs. Oh, I see the virtual players, not the... Right. Over a lack of games or poor team form. There'll also be enhanced media coverage of star players, injuries and management performance, as well as enhanced scouting options.
Good news, Duncan! Woohoo! Ahead of his 8th of November release, Sledgehammer Games has announced that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 will have support for colorblind gamers.
Brilliant. Blimey.
It says nearly a million gamers who play Call of Duty every day are hampered by colorblindness, so it's working on a colorblind assist option. Hampered. Are you hampered by colorblindness?
Well, the problem is I couldn't honestly tell because I don't know how anybody else sees it. So maybe...
Is the camouflage on Call of Duty a bit too good, Duncan?
I mean, certain things on Call of Duty certainly look very murky to me. But then there are a lot of very dark tunnels in Call of Duty, so I don't know if it's any more murky than what anybody else sees it as.
Do you have to, like...
How are they going to make it... How are they... Basically, are the enemy soldiers going to be flash, bright red, neon yellow kind of...
Like the colours that...
It's more of kind of idiot's assistance than a colourblind person's assistance. It's like that.
Just a sign saying, shoot me on it. On their heads.
That's what I always seem to have whenever I play Call of Duty. So it's only evening up the score. Put my head out from behind cover for a millisecond and get shot off.
That wouldn't happen in real life.
It's clearly your colour blindness that's holding you back. Right, time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM, Dunk.
Sean Wilkes. He doesn't have a name. He hasn't got a Twitter name. He's just called Sean Wilkes.
Well, that's because his Twitter name's Sean Wilkes as well, you see.
Oh. So
it's just duplication.
God, so that, he must have been, because Sean Wilkes, that's not all that uncommon a name. He must have been in there like Flynn to nail down the one and only, not even Sean Wilkes 01 or the real Sean Wilkes.
Sean Wilkes. He is Sean Wilkes.
Done and dusted. Good work, Sean. Chuckling away to the T3 podcast. Smiley face. Done my bit by voting for DB on Gadget Show poll. Join Facebook page here, and then there's like a sort of bit.
He's done that wrong. What Gadget Show poll?
Does he?
Were you in a Gadget Show poll?
Surely not. I think he means the Gadget Personality of the Year poll. I think.
Well, he might mean that poll in which all the other nominees
are from the
bloody Gadget Show.
Yeah. Or that guy from Click, who you don't know.
Yeah, it's Cat Deeley, Gadget. Polly.
Cat Deeley.
Yeah, but nice that Sean is spreading the word.
Well done.
You can have the Duke of Peckham as well if you want, Dunk.
Duke of Peckham unmasked last week as Tim Okonowu. Mm-hmm. Damn it, T3, stop making the podcast so funny.
Sorry.
I'm only making these up this week. Just stop making the podcast so funny. I'm smiling on the bus and there's a girl I was checking out who's looking at me like I'm nuts.
Maybe, Tim, you are, you know?
Just because you're smiling on a bus.
Yeah.
Well, laughing on a bus.
That shows what's happened to our society, doesn't it?
Yeah, laughing on a bus, you do go, what the?
Mentalist!
Yeah. Especially if you're sat on your own. And you've got like earphones in, so you can't, the other people can't see the earphones. Yeah. You're sat there, sort of, ha!
Oh, that's funny.
You do end up with a lot of space around you, I'd imagine.
It's good sometimes.
Yeah, I might try it.
Ree, what have you got?
I've got one from Homdaum. I'm sorry. And I think that's Mahmoud. Mahmoud Shah. Just remember to look up what a Dutch oven is. Thanks, T3, for broadening my horizons. Top podcast.
Oh no, we're corrupting people now.
Oh dear.
This is terrible.
It's good that we still haven't actually said what it is on the programme, though.
No.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, I'm all with that.
Yes, and one more.
The Crafty Scribe. I love geekdom mentioned on T3 podcast.
Did we mention it?
What was that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. She, well, sorry. Yeah. Giving away the
twist. By the way, I'm female and depth perception thing only a problem when using 3D glasses. Oh. I see fine in real life, although a world like Mr. Ben sounds fun. The podcast is fab. I never miss an episode.
Never.
These are quite self-congratulatory this week.
Hey, look, I can't help it if people like us. What can I say?
People love...
You have to kind of go with what people tweet in. And to be honest, nobody ever tweets to say they hate the podcast.
Don't say that. God, no,
What have you done?
Oh, right. You think they will now?
What have you done?
Well, you'll be reading that.
A special prize for the best hating post this week.
So, hold on. I remember we did talk about 3D and you talk about Mr. Bear. What's the geekdom thing? What was that?
I think what she's saying is, I love geekdom.
Right.
I was mentioned on the T3 podcast.
Yeah.
So what she's saying is...
Got it.
I'm geeky... And now I'm very happy because I've been mentioned on the T3 podcast and described as a man.
Okay.
I imagine she also liked that because we did assume that she was a man. Because we assume all our listeners are men apart from Shay Eccleston.
continuing the 3D theme, Full Circle 360. I'm guessing the person who did the Optimus 3D Best Dual Core article at T3 gets headaches and or can't see 3D as the effect is amazing. Did we not give it the
thumbs
full
up.
Thumbs up?
Because I don't think I've
read that review.
I think we said it was good. Yeah. It was good, like the 3D effect, and it's better than the HTC Evo when it comes to integrating 3D.
Said.
Yeah.
But what did it say on T3.com? I wouldn't know.
Because it said it was terrible.
I thought the 3D effect was pretty good. Once you click into it, you know, there. It's there. It's bang. As full circle 360 also experiences. Anyway.
Actually, I probably ought to say a few people, I think, didn't... how can I put this? I might have slightly misworded the way I put it, and I think some people thought that I was mocking people who have got one eye last week. The joke was more meant to be about me pretending that I didn't know that somebody who's only got one eye wouldn't actually see the world like Captain Pugwash or Mr. Ben. So I just wanted so if anyone was offended, apologies for that.
Gadget of the week.
My gadget of the week. I was like, oh no. Do I have a gadget of the week? Yes. My gadget of the week is a fictional gadget.
What?
Oh, it's not fictional. It's the Xbox 720.
Oh, that I mentioned in the news.
Yeah. This week I rounded up the rumors in a video called Xbox 720 Rumors.
Right.
And
because we think it's coming at the next E3.
It's gonna come E3 2012.
Right.
And it's gonna have cloud gaming, we're hoping, with on live. Thinking
what they'll partner with OnLive or?
Well, the OnLive came out and said that E3 this year that is completely compatible with the consoles and the controllers if they ever wanted to do it. So
if
that's
they wanted
exciting.
To do it, so they've kind of opened the door there.
Yeah,
that would work.
And then controllers.
Jason Bradbury was raving about OnLive.
I was going to say I still haven't used OnLive. The concept is still.
He really liked it.
Yeah, it's a really good concept.
Yeah, except I still can't see how it can possibly work as long-term listeners will remember. But evidently it does.
It does. It does. Definitely does.
Then Blu-ray. Some people... No. I was researching this and someone has suggested that they'll bring back HD DVD.
No, they won't.
I was like, really?
Physical formats are dead.
It's going to be downloadable content.
It's going to be...
No, they might use HD DVD as... If they do still have like discs as opposed to everything is downloaded, they might use HD DVD as the basis for the
software that would work. They've got a lot.
I don't think they're going to try and bring it back as like a movie watching format.
That's not going to happen. But yeah, that would be plausible. HD DVD as the format for the games. That makes sense.
Then more power.
More power.
So for 3D gaming,
I think
fingers crossed.
That's more of a safe prediction, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got.
We think it'll be more powerful.
But apparently, some analysts
kind of more advanced chip inside.
No, a lot of analysts have said that the PS3 and the Xbox they have got enough power in them, but they just haven't been tapped yet.
That's true.
So it might not be a different like.
Might not be a huge
inside,
leap.
But they'll.
Yeah.
Make it more powerful.
Okay. And what, plumbing into 3D tellies and all that?
3D
kind of
tellies, apps, more.
Do we definitely
apps,
know it's
going to
be called the 720?
No, we've completely made that up.
Yeah. Well, it's not like we've made that
no,
up.
No, but everyone is calling it the Xbox 720.
I can't imagine it. Because that means, I mean, 720, I don't want to overthink this, but that sort of suggests that you're running around in circles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because 360 suggests a complete, all encompassing vision.
It does, yeah.
But 720 means you're doing it twice.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're mad.
And there wasn't an Xbox
it's
180,
less
was
kind
there?
Of,
there was never an Xbox
before that,
180.
An Xbox Ollie. Yeah.
An Xbox 180 would just...
The
Xbox 90, where you just look to your left. Like
sort of dance move.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, like but it. Xbox 720 is what everyone's calling it for some reason. I don't know
well,
why.
Well, it makes sense. It just follows
It'll
on.
It'll be called, like, the Xbox.
They'll come up with a really rubbish name.
Yeah.
Some, like, Xbox.
Triple Xbox.
Xbox Epic or something like that.
That would just be, like, the porn special.
Okay, so it is very much, you haven't got one here. You don't know what it's called. You're guessing at the features.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just like
but
everyone.
But honestly, watch the, hey! Watch the video on TT.com where we run down all the rumors okay. on the Xbox 720.
Thanks, Ree. No.
He burned you there. You got burned.
I got told.
To our Duncan Bell for Gadget Personality of the Year group, woo! Or DBFG Potty, as the kids are calling it. thank you to Daniel Simmons, Colin Lawrence, Alvin Yap, Dan Walters, Stephen Hatcher, Frank Kennett, Dean Wild, Peter Antonio B. Banzon, Hugh Ory, John Hughes, Andrew Smith, Osman Ghani, Mark Westwood, Sean Wilkes, Jadi Yao, Daniel Kelly, Gary Gamp, Stuart Ellis, Hello You Creatives, Dave Francis, Ema Agarwal, Harold Voiceov, Dan Morrill, Jordan Robinson, Luke Bale, Jeff Parkhouse, Georgina Makarov, George Sang, Michael Seaman, Timothy Okonawu, Fred Anderson, Josh Goddard, Paul Clark, Lord Gunn, thank you, Lord Gunn, Sean Bailey, and Mark Bragg. You have all joined in the past 2 weeks. Thank you very much. We're now up to 100, nearly up to 140 now.
Yeah, we are.
You're such an arse licker around aristocrats, aren't you? Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Lord Gunn,
thank you,
your
Lord
eminence.
Gunn, yes.
I'm sure you are a real lord and you haven't just simply used that as your name.
Well, you know.
One of them was called Seaman.
Mark Seaman, was it? I can't remember. Like Michael Seaman. I beg your pardon, Michael. We've also had a few business executives. There was a CEO of something or other.
Really?
Yeah.
CEO of what?
High-flying people are joining.
So we've now got somebody who might be a member, or might not be a member of the Olympic archery
team. We've
got
an Olympian.
Well,
he's
training for the Olympics.
Yep. Yes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, yep. No, that's more than I'm doing.
Yeah.
And a CEO of, what
somewhere.
Was he a CEO of?
He was high up at Orange, I think, something like that. He's now something or other. He looked impressive when I, you know,
checked him out.
Face
stalking.
And obviously we got Lord Gunn.
Lord Gunn,
from the House of Lords.
Yeah, sounds impressive. Chat on the group this week, Leon Fenner.
It's gone dark.
Weird. Yeah, it has really.
It's gone dark.
Just saw Ree going through Marleybone. Got blank completely. Lol. Maybe I should have run her over.
Well, that's nice.
Well, I mean...
I'm sorry. I apologise.
The problem is,
next time, don't run me over, just say hello.
Once ideas like that are up there, Simon White, maybe we should make a sport of this. 10 points every time you run them over. What? And to add insult to injury, one person likes this. What?
But this one about got blanked completely.
Yeah.
Were you walking around in Marylebone and somebody was going, "Oi, Ree off the podcast."
So.
Oi.
No.
So you're just meant to know who this guy is.
Well, it's Leon.
I'm sure I know what Leon looks like.
Yeah, he's got his picture on there.
Yeah.
You know, you can check him out.
So, but I was usually like rushing for coffee or something.
Oh, I see. Well, Simon White goes on, maybe we should have a speed limit of 15 miles an hour. You can do serious damage at 50. Thankfully, Yasser Charisma, I think 15 miles an hour is a bit much for them.
For them? As if, like, any other human would be able to take it, but we're just weaklings.
Well, I quite liked Yasser. He went on, how about 5 miles an hour? Well, you know, fine. Okay, thanks, Yasser. That's more sensible. Until he goes on, then you can do it a few times for more points.
Like Carmageddon.
What is this?
Honestly, so I'm scared every time I step out of the office.
So this has turned from a sort of...
DB appreciation group.
Celebration of myself.
Yes.
Into basically these people now want to hunt us for sport. And have even come up with a sort of impromptu scoring system and a set of rules.
It's formulating that way.
This could make a film.
I think it already has been a film, like The Running Man and various films like that. I'm now understanding why I've never been on Facebook. This is exactly why I always thought it would be like.
Thankfully, there have been some less wounding posts.
Homicidal.
Frost Vanden Bosch. I had some, brackets, too much time today, so I thought I'd make a campaign sticker.
That's really good.
Have too much time. Yeah, it's really fantastic. It's
Somebody actually emailed me that.
Yeah.
And it is.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah. Except it says Duncan Bell for Gadget Personality of the Year. But the R has come out a bit funny. So it actually looks like Duncan Bell for Gadget Personality of the Year!
That's even better.
Yeah, I thought so. I like
Gadget
it.
Personality of the yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a much more positive ring to it.
Absolutely.
But and stencils always go like that anyway. It would almost be, if it was too perfect, yeah. it wouldn't be a stencil in a way.
Yeah. Frost isn't the only one. Hello, you creatives. Hello, you. We thought we'd help this great cause. They've come up with another little poster with rants you can believe in and you...
Yeah.
Frankly, looking like you're having a poo, actually.
I'm not that photo again.
It does. It yeah. does look a bit like
is
that, that.
So, is that meant to be based? I haven't seen that one. Is that meant to be based on the sort of Obama campaign poster? The Yes We Can.
No,
one?
It's not stylized in that way, but it is. Oh. It's very nicely done. Very nicely.
Well, go creatives.
We need some kind of like Tony Hawk gallery here, yeah. here, something like that, and like some little music go over it.
Can we add into pictures? Can we add? Can we create an album? In the group.
In theory, we can add artwork and pictures to the podcast, except we're completely useless and haven't seemed to have worked this out.
Well, I think it's
yet.
More the software that's useless, because we are obeying the software and it's ignoring right. us.
Top marks two to Lord Otter, who's drawn Duncan with his patented new tripod. Regular listeners will be familiar with the tripod. Complete with built-in iFan, he says, by way of a thank you for entertaining us each week with your humorously bizarre tech reports.
That was brilliant.
It is
that
very is. Good. Check it out. We've posted it on the Facebook group. It's very, very good. You can find the Facebook group by typing in Duncan Bell in Facebook. We're now the top Duncan Bell group. As we discussed, please join. You'll be very, very welcome.
There's going to be another one now, which is like death to the podcast. Another group.
Anyway, Simon Dudman 100 has tweeted, impressions last week, singing scheduled for this week. Can't wait to hear what Duncan has ready for the podcast.
This use of the word scheduled is not, it's not really my understanding of the word scheduled, but I know it keeps on coming up.
Yeah. Right.
I can't bloody sing. I can barely
Yeah, well, we can
speak.
Make that happen.
We can make that happen, Duncan. We just need to give you, what could Duncan read? Perhaps...
This is exciting.
Okay,
so mute yourselves, listeners.
So that's what you're reading. Okay.
I hope the fire alarm doesn't go off at this point.
Oh, gosh, that would be a nightmare.
When I point, you start. Okay, silence everywhere else. Here okay. we go.
That's it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every week. Till next week, then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.
Thank you, Duncan.
Excellent. Don't leave, listeners. You know, that's not the end.
It's not the end.
Yeah. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes. And we're on iTunes every week. Till next week, then. And we're on iTunes every week. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast. That's it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes. That's it for this nice. Week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3's on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes. And we're on iTunes every week. Till next week, then. We're on iTunes every week. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast. That's it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3's on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes. That's it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3's on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes. We're on iTunes every week. I feel like Kanye West now.
Yay!
Beautiful.
Number one.
Are we going to reveal the magic that... caused that to happen.
That was Songify, an app you can get for free, I believe, on the iPhone.
We'll post it on the group. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. I have been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.